the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. Say, it has been revealed to me that a team of the jinn listened to the Qur'an, and they said, indeed we heard a wonderful Qur'an, which guides to rectitude. Hence we have believed in it, and we will never ascribe any partner to our Lord. Exalted be the majesty of our Lord. He has taken neither any spouse nor son. Indeed, the foolish ones among us used to utter atrocious lies concerning Allah. Indeed, we thought that humans and jinn would never utter any falsehood concerning Allah. Indeed, some persons from the humans would seek the protection of some persons from the jinn, thus only adding to their rebellion. They thought, just as you think, that Allah will not raise anyone from the dead. Indeed, we made for the heaven and found it full of mighty sentries and flames. We used to sit in its positions to eavesdrop, but anyone listening now finds a flame waiting for him. We do not know whether ill is intended for those who are in the earth, or whether their Lord intends good for them. Among us, some are righteous, and some of us are otherwise. We are multifarious sects. We know that we cannot thwart Allah on the earth, nor can we thwart him by fleeing. When we heard the message of guidance, we believed in it. Whoever that has faith in his Lord shall neither fear any detraction nor oppression. Among us, some are Muslims, and some of us are perverse. Yet those who submit to Allah, it is they who pursue rectitude. As for the perverse, they will be firewood for hell. If they are steadfast on the path of Allah, we shall provide them with abundant water, so that we may test them therein, and whoever turns away from the remembrance of his Lord, he will let him into an escalating punishment. The places of worship belong to Allah, so do not invoke anyone along with Allah. When the servant of Allah rose to pray to him, they almost crowded around him. Say, I pray only to my Lord, and I do not ascribe any partner to him. Say, I have no power to bring you any harm or good of my own accord. Say, neither can anyone shelter me from Allah, nor can I find any refuge besides him. I have no duty except to transmit from Allah and to communicate his messages. And whoever disobeys Allah and his apostle, indeed, there will be for him the fire of hell, to remain in it forever. When they see what they are promised, they will then know who is weaker in supporters and fewer in numbers. Say, I do not know if what you are promised is near, or if my Lord has set a term for it. Knower of the unseen, he does not disclose his unseen to anyone, except to an apostle he approves of. Then he dispatches a sentinel before and behind him, so that he may ascertain that they have communicated the messages of their Lord, and he comprehends all that is with them, and he keeps count of all things.